Hello, people. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 53. I am Jeff.
I'm Brandon. I don't like how you assume it's only people that listen to us. I'm pretty sure Maverick's listening back home.
Okay, people and dogs.
Yes. Not the cats. We don't care about the cats.
No.
Screw you guys. You're aliens anyway.
All right.
Aliens in cat shrouds. Aliens in cat clothing.
Yeah, cats are stupid.
Yeah. Either that or they're really smart. That's what worries me. Is they're not stupid. They're really smart. So. Oh, well.
So, I'm trying to think. It feels like something big happened.
Tax day?
No, I mean for you. Like, you did something between our last time and...
Oh, I don't know. I've done lots of things.
You went to California.
I did go to California.
That's what I was thinking.
That was the biggest, most recent thing. Sadly, it was not for leisure, as they say. It was all work and no play. In fact, I mean, I just got back Saturday. So, it got there and... Flew into Ontario, which is just, I don't know, it's northeast of L.A., I guess. Or maybe it's, I don't remember. Doesn't matter. It's over there by L.A. And ended up driving up, having to go up to Fresno, which is about 4 hours to the north. But basically what my stepdad and I were doing, there's a dam way out there, about 40 minutes from town. It's all irrigation and, yeah, basically just all for irrigation. And so, like, literally the river... You know, the Arkansas, it goes all the way to Mississippi or whatever, right? Literally, this river ends because it branches off into irrigation because it's all just orange trees out there. I mean, just far as you can see, orange trees or citrus or, I mean, there was almond trees and grape vineyards, stuff like that. So we had to go down and take an old backup power generator, disassemble it, or dismantle it, get it up out of the dam, reassemble it, get the new generator, dismantle it, take it down, reassemble it. And so when I left, we'd got to the point of the new one was down there. And so I had to leave. And so it was up to my stepdad to put it back together, which kind of sucks. But he was pretty confident he could do it because we had the right stuff to do it. So the hard part was getting things up and down because there's no freight elevator. It's just a personnel elevator that's 6 foot by 3 foot, 2,000-pound weight limit. So I got some pretty good pictures of just this giant diesel engine crammed into this elevator, probably over the max weight recommendation. I mean, we couldn't ride in with it. We had to take the stairs up and meet it upstairs at the street level or whatever. So it was fun. It was a lot of work. I was exhausted. So Sunday, I literally did nothing. Flew in Saturday, got in Saturday night. Sunday, I cleaned. I mean, that was it. I left the house to pick up cleaning stuff. That was it, but... Slept into like 11 o'clock. So it was fun.
So I've got a story to tell.
It's
funny to me because if you know my brother at all,
yeah,
it's typical him, but he and my dad ride bikes a lot and
bicycles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were riding the trail, and my brother has this gay ass little horn. Okay.
Is it one of those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I have one too. I want to put it on the Harley. So.
Yeah. And I don't know what happened, but usually people let you know, hey, coming on your left, yeah, whatever.
Right, yeah.
Well, they didn't, and this lady, I guess, was passing my brother, and he didn't swerve, but he kind of, like, just took his eyes off for a minute and gently went that way or whatever, and she started screaming at him, so he honked. Right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so they stop or whatever, and... Those people keep going, and like a little later they get going again, and this lady that my brother honked at, she was telling these other people they had stopped and started talking to about it. She was like, and then he honked his horn, and my brother was riding by just then and honked it again.
Did it, yes.
She was like, really?
Yes. Fantastic.
So well done. Way to have the gay horn.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I bought one of those for my mountain bike that got stolen. So now I'm like, well, I guess I could put it on the Harley. Why not? Put it next to the GoPro mount. So, good times. I need to get a new bicicleta because I need to get back in shape. Climbing all those stairs in that dam was just like, oh my goodness, this is horrible. Yeah, it was tough, but oh well.
I can't remember which open letters I've done or not.
Probably all of them. Although I'm surprised you don't have just a plethora of... extra ones on the deck.
That's the thing. I have a bunch, but I don't know which ones I've done and which ones I haven't.
I gotcha. Well, I mean, there's one easy way to figure it out is we could pause this episode, listen to all the other episodes, and just check them off as we go. And then we'll just resume and, you know, pick one you haven't done. Easiest okay. and most logical.
I'll go ahead and see if this one... Well, no, I did this one. This is the one about the girl that I couldn't believe she was still working there, but by the time we had done it, she had been tired.
Yeah, I do recall that. That was the last one, I believe.
Okay.
Hall & Oates and Tears for Fears, I think, is tomorrow, and I might just go home right after this and buy a ticket. I haven't decided yet.
I saw they were gonna be here.
Yeah, kind of disappointed I haven't done that yet. Because why not?
Yeah, I mean... Okay, I've got two open letters I'm going to read.
All right.
I'll read one now and one at the end.
Okay, yeah.
And that's all I have. Like, literally, I work and I sit at home and play video games. That's what I do.
Man, we need to get you a hobby or something. Besides playing, I guess playing video games is a hobby.
Well, my only other hobby is number 90.
It's baiting. That's true, yeah.
But yeah, I do need to find another hobby.
Man, we'll talk about it after after you do your open letter, first open letter.
Okay. You bitches are something else. You are most of the most petty, dumbass bitches I've ever met. You're the type of hoe that wouldn't mind if a dude took a shit on you. One of you plays the bassoon in a special needs orchestra, and the other one plays the triangle. Neither of you are first chair. This is Jeff signing off with the Go Fuckers.
Awesome.
I think I started that one and just quit. So
I mean, what else is there to say after the special needs orchestra part? I mean, especially bassoon player, not first chair, because there's probably only one bassoon player.
Right.
It's like, well, you're the only bassoon player, but you're still not first chair.
Well, I mean, triangle too. There can't be more than three.
Right. Then it'd be a square. I think it's how it works. I don't know. I don't know anything about music except everything. Mm-hmm. Speaking of music, like, that's kind of one of my things I'm trying to do is just go to more shows again, like, yeah. I used to do, and even if it's someone I just have never heard of, because why not? You know, it might be like, wow, they're really good. And I get recommendations for people, so that's kind of why I like this thing, the Hall & Oates thing. It's like, well, why not? You know, what are my reasons not to go besides spending the money? There's not really any. I mean, they might be old and out of whatever, out of touch, I guess. I said that because that is a Hall & Oates song.
Yeah.
But it's just like, why not? So I've bought a couple tickets to a couple shows, you know, in September and October. I'm just like, okay, one I'm just going to go to by myself probably in Oklahoma City, and the other one I'm going with my cousin Robbie and his girlfriend, whatever her title is. And they were just like, hey, you want to go to the show? Okay, sure, why not?
What shows?
Gary Clark Jr.? Gary Clark Jr.? That's what I'm going to with them. And then Oklahoma City is Young the Giant, and opening for them is Cold War Kids. And I've seen Cold War Kids. They're really good. I'd go see them by themselves. But Young the Giant, they were at Center of the Universe Festival a few years ago. I don't like them. But it's just like, okay, that's a pretty good show. And it's literally down the street from where my sister lives, so... I told her, I was like, hey, going to a show down the street from you. You can go if you want. I don't care. But I'm crashing on your couch because it's within walking distance.
She's still dating that one guy?
Yep. Derek. Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. I need to go visit. If I could get a good solid weekend or something. I mean, they're going to Florida here pretty soon just because it's the end of their second year, I guess. And so they're going to, I mean, like, the entire mod, as they call it, which is kind of their group of med students, are all just going to Florida, Key West, somewhere, just to hang out and not study for a week. And then, like, she starts her rotations, I think it's July 1st. It's something weird, like, go to school July 1st, July 2nd, and then they get one day, I don't remember, they get, like, one day off for July 4th, or July 4th is on a weird day. And so, basically, they get one day off and then have to go right back. So it's like, yep, it's crunch time. So they're kind of getting their last hurrah in before things get serious, I guess. But yeah, it's an hour and a half away. I don't know. Well, I know why, because I got to have a weekend to go up there.
Right, because you always have classes, don't you?
Yeah, classes are, of course, this week. Everything hits this weekend. I couldn't have picked a worst weekend to have a class because Saturday is the Jinx America Food Truck Festival, which just talking about it gives me a semi because it's food trucks everywhere. I love food. And then Sunday is a motorcycle race that a bunch of my buddies are racing in, and they're like, hey, you gonna come race this one? And I'm like, sure wish I could, but I got class. And that always seems to be the case, where they're like, hey, come race. Well, I got class.
Well, so I saw you sat by your favorite rider, right?
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. He's a local boy. That's one of the things. He's from over west Oklahoma, so I can't remember if it's Elk City or wherever it is. But it was just one of those weird things. Like, I'm standing in line to board the plane, and I see a guy and his wife walk by, and I look, and I'm just kind of like, well, that looks like so-and-so. And so then I get kind of nosy, and as he's, you know, getting his boarding pass out, I read on, and it's like, well, Trey Kennard, no joke, that's exactly who that is. It's like, but it was one of those things, like, the only time you ever see him is after he's just raced, you know, and so he's got helmet hair and blah, 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 and here he was in normal clothes and shorter than, you know, he couldn't have been 5'6", 5'7", he's a short guy. And so, yeah, then I, you know, just totally did the creeper thing and sat next to them, but I didn't bother him the entire flight, and as we were all getting up, once we were at the gate in Las Vegas, I just kind of turned to him and kind of gave him one of those looks like, I know who you are. And so then he just got this big smile on his face, and he's like, what's up? Do you moto? Because I had a Yamaha hat on. He's like, you moto? I was like, well, I think more what I do is just putt around
right,
and stay on the ground as much as I can. And so we got talking while we were waiting for everyone in front of us to get off. And he's a super nice guy, super cool. So that was fun. It was just kind of, I mean, I'm not a big fanboy type person, and I don't really bind a whole lot of celebrity, but it's, you know, he's injured. He's got a broken collarbone. And so it was just kind of like, of course, I text my buddy Joe, and I was like, I'm sitting next to Trey Kennard on my flight. He's like, oh, whatever, BS, send, you know, pictures or didn't happen. And that's really the only reason why I posted it, was because no one believed me. None of my dirty bike buddies believe me. So
he's the one that won the race in Texas when we went.
Sure was. It was his first win. So it was just like, Joe was like, tell him all, everyone back home's rooting for him. So it's just kind of cool. I mean, I didn't ask for his autograph or anything. In fact, I wasn't going to ask him, you know, for a picture. I was just kind of like, would it just be the end of the world if I took a picture? And he's like, oh, no big deal. His wife's as sweet as can be, but she was super shy. Like, she completely forgot to tell me her name. She just kind of shook my hand, and that was, I'm Trey's wife, and I was like, do you have a name? Oh, yeah. It was just kind of fun. Oh, well, so that was fun, yeah. But, yeah, it's, wanted to do more racing and want to go to more shows. That is kind of what I've got going on besides work, because I've decided I just work a lot. And I need to do some fun stuff, so.
Right.
Staying busy. Oh, well. That's me. We'll get you a hobby, Jeff. We'll go to some baseball games or something. Definitely going to hit some baseball games up this. In fact, I mean, I want to drive to Dallas and watch some Rangers play. Watch some big leagues play.
Yeah. Ever since, like, Jeter retired, I haven't even followed baseball.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, I was always a Braves fan, but I have no allegiance to them anymore because literally everyone that was in my era is either retired or, you know, there's a few stragglers that still play on other teams, but it's just like,
at the end of their careers.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not the same, so it's not like, but I still like watching it, especially like watching it live. There's something about it, but so, you know, it's easy to go to a Rangers game, whoever they're playing, and just sit there and not care who's winning and just enjoy the experience.
Yeah.
Just watching baseball.
Yeah, so. I've been sitting here trying to think. I forgot my next concert's Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, I got an email about that, and I thought about getting a ticket. I mean, there's just, I got an email, it was like all these shows, and I'm like, I should go to that, 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 you know? And, you know, it's just money. That's it. They print it every day. It grows on trees. Yeah, so.
It's true.
We should start a Patreon account. Like, hey, send us money and you'll get benefits. We'll see how well that works.
We'll probably be billionaires.
Probably. We'll have to be like, stop giving us money. You've given us so much money. We have no place to put it.
That'd be a nice problem to have.
It would be, yeah. My pants are already stuffed. They're tight enough. Can't shove any more down there. Oh, well. Someday.
Yeah. I decided against the open letter because I realize it's half done, too. So.
Oh, well, I mean, at least it's half done.
Yeah.
So, you've got time to do the other half of it. Which half is done, actually?
The first half.
Good. Okay, good. If it was the last half, it'd be kind of weird, so.
Exactly. But that's all I have.
Awesome. That's all right. What games are you playing?
Witcher 3.
I don't know what that is.
It's a RPG.
There you go. Rocket-propelled grenade.
Yep.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you the last time I played a video game that is not my motocross racing game on my phone. That's about it. That's only if I'm sitting still for 5 minutes.
Which doesn't happen often.
Unless I'm dropping a deuce. So, I'm thinking about getting a phone installed. That hotel just inspired me. So, it's like, of course, why not have an old-fashioned corded phone in the bathroom right next to the toilet?
I just saw a Friends episode where Joey's house had, or a new apartment had a phone in, and I can't remember who, it may have been Monica, was like, Joey never called me on this phone.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, yeah, if you get a weird number, and it's me, and it's not my cell phone, and I'm trying, sounds like I'm trying to open a jar of pickles, probably dropping a deuce, so, yeah. That'll be exciting. We could do some live podcasting. I could call into the podcast.
Like, we still need to try our deal.
I know, yeah. He like texted me back the next day. He's like, oh, sorry, man, is it too late? Am I too late? And I was like, well, kind of. I'll get back with you.
We'll have to do that next time.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Wednesday was a bad day to try that, so. Well, tonight being Wednesday would have been a bad night to try that, so.
Yeah, so do all the normal stuff.
Yeah, do the normal stuff.
Like our Facebook page.
Yeah, send in stuff. Write stuff. Apply to be a guest.
Tell people about it.
Yeah, spread the word.
Spread it like a VD.
That's right. Yeah, and a whore's legs.
I don't know what else we tell them.
The next hand you shake was probably used for masturbation.
You can't get them pregnant if you let them suck your cock.
Right? Don't be a dummy. Shoot it on her tummy.
All right. Until next time.
Later.
See ya.